Welcome to your five for the day. Before I talk today about the late Diana, Princess of Wales, I need to mention something about the Missionary Aviation Fellowship, MAF for short. Operating from Ashford in Kent, this Christian organisation provides aviation, communications and learning technology services to more than 1,000 Christian and humanitarian agencies, as well as thousands of isolated missionaries and indigenous villagers in the world's most remote areas. Just before Easter 2017, Prince Harry spoke movingly of his late mother, Diana, Princess of Wales, and the great legacy she left to the world. Referring to Diana with great affection, he said, "In the last months of her life, my mother campaigned to draw attention to the horrific and indiscriminate impact of landmines. At the time, the attention my mother brought to this issue wasn't universally popular. Some believed she had stepped over the line into the area of political campaigning. But for her, this wasn't about politics, it was about people." In 1997, Diana's walk through a former minefield in Angola was a bold attempt to inspire governments around the world to do the seemingly impossible: banish landmines forever. In the 8 years before that historic walk, Missionary Aviation Fellowship aircraft had been flying in Angola during the terrible civil war that ultimately spanned 4 decades. Millions of landmines continued to be scattered like seeds throughout the Angolan countryside, and MAF aircraft provided one of the few truly safe ways for missionaries to travel. MAF were also able to make regular flights for the Halo Trust, a British organisation dedicated to eliminating landmines. But back in 1997, the demining process was slow. Halo's funding was minimal, and the increasing use of hidden explosives by warring factions made the immense task seem hopeless as well as dangerous. However, MAF recalled, "Our supporters had faith that God would bring life to Angola. They kept praying for the impossible, and MAF kept flying. We're still flying today." Diana's act of courage changed attitudes dramatically. The Ottawa Treaty banning anti-personnel mines was signed before the end of that year. Lethal devices were no longer strewn indiscriminately throughout the country, and we knew in our hearts that the total demining of Angola was no longer impossible. It was a tremendous answer to prayer. Belief in the impossible has been justified, as an end to the horror is in sight. Without the love of MAF supporters, MAF could not have kept flying, and the ongoing resurrection of Angola would have remained impossible. Their pilots depend on prayers and gifts to continue flying Halo teams into the heart of darkness, never losing faith in God's will for them to detect and eliminate every last landmine. It's been a colossal effort, guided by His hand, the God of the impossible. The civil war has ended, but deadly remnants of those days still litter many communities. You may feel that your life has been littered with too many sinful landmines, or that God won't accept you because of your past. No sins are too much or impossible for Jesus to clear away. We've all sinned, whether our sins are nothing more than little white lies or much more serious. Every person in the world has fallen short of perfect goodness. There are no sin ratings. All sins, even the ones we think are minor, are equally bad to God. Only faith in Christ and His death on the old rugged cross can clean and clear those sins away, and it clears them all. So it doesn't matter how bad you were. If you have a sincere desire to walk with Jesus, free from the landmines of sin, remember, He loves you and wants you to enjoy eternal life with him, no matter what you've done in the past.